Mexico is in the middle of one of the dirtiest election seasons in recent memory. This Sunday, voters in 12 states will elect mayors and governors, and some of the races are really close. Candidates and campaigns have been slinging a lot of mud. And voters in one northern state just across the border from Texas are scared after allegations of cartel influence. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Several homes and businesses on this street in Hidalgo, Tamaulipas, are charred. Broken glass and burned-out bricks litter the properties. 70-year-old Paulina Morales Porra is the only one around who'll talk about the fire that tore through here 6 years ago. They burned the homes of the ones who were killing people, she says, racing past me. Town lore is the business owners had ties to the Zeta drug cartel. The Zetas and the powerful Gulf cartel have been waging a brutal battle for control of this northern border state for years. The burned-out buildings and a 30-foot-tall black monument erected in a nearby park warn the Zetas not to return. But lately, the focus of the cartel's war isn't just in the towns along the smuggling corridor leading to the U.S. It also appears to be in politics. Take the battle for the mayor here in tiny Hidalgo. At a recent rally, supporters greet candidate Wenceslao Zuniga Vasquez, the town's elementary school principal. Everyone here calls him Profe, the professor. He tells the crowd he's dropping out of the race. The national head of his own party, the PRI, or Institutional Revolutionary Party, accused him of being backed by organized crime and the opposition party.
Que me comprobara lo que estaba diciendo, porque yo tengo una trayectoria limpia.
They must prove what they're saying about me. My hands are clean, says Zuniga. Two other mayoral candidates in nearby towns were also forced off the PRI ticket. Angered by the move, the opposition party shot back, slinging cartel accusations at the PRI. Collusion between cartels and politicians isn't an empty accusation in Tamaulipas. Two former governors, both from the PRI party, remain fugitives and face charges in U.S. federal courts. One is accused of accepting cartel bribes, the other for allegedly laundering drug money. Current PRI candidate Baltasar Hinojosa insists he's different than his dubious predecessors.
Soy un agente de paz, soy un agente tranquila, soy un agente inteligente.
I am a person of peace, tranquility, and I'm intelligent, says Hinojosa after leaving a campaign rally. But residents like Leticia Zuniga de Leon are tired of the corruption and violence in the state. Last year, more than 750 people were murdered and at least another 300 kidnapped in the state. Extortion and robberies are so rampant, motorists travel the state's highways in police-protected convoys.
No, debe de haber mejores, pero sí.
There should have been better candidates, she says. We've all just had to learn to live with this violence. Zuniga's voting for a smaller party's candidate, who campaigns around the state handing out brooms to sweep away what he says are the rat-like politicians. She blames the ruling PRI party for the state's problems. The party hasn't lost a governor's race in 86 years. Polls show for the first time the opposition PAN party has a chance at winning.
Soplan vientos de cambio en Tamaulipas.
The winds of change are blowing in Tamaulipas. PAN party candidate Francisco Garcia Cabeza de Vaca yells to thousands of supporters at his campaign closer in Reynosa.
Una historia que consista en sacar al PRI del gobierno.
We will make history and throw the PRI out, the candidate screams. But this is Tamaulipas, and nearly every candidate seems to bring their own questionable credentials to the race. Cabeza de Vaca was arrested as a teen in Texas for stealing guns. And more recently, according to the newspaper Reforma, he purchased a Mexico City luxury apartment worth nearly $3 million. Who takes Tamaulipas may all depend on voter turnout, which polls say will be low due to fear of violence. The Army just announced it's sending 2,000 troops to the state by Sunday, voting day. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Reynosa, Tamaulipas.